Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of speaking lies. Yesterday we did a hadith that spoke about the severe warnings for narrating false dreams, for eavesdropping on conversations of people, and the third was creating images. In other words, pictures, picture making, videography, sculpture making, anything that makes something that is regarded as a picture, all this is impermissible in Islam. So today we do a short hadith and then we start off a long hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, both with regards to dreams. So the first one, an Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma qala an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam, afra al-fira ay yuriya ar-rajulu عينيه ما لم تريا رواه البخاري. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the worst lie is for a person to claim to have seen something which he did not see. The worst lie is for a person to claim to have seen something which he did not see. Now this includes both. It includes claiming to have seen something in the state of wakefulness or in a dream, that this is what I saw. In other words, he's giving evidence, or he's saying, this is what I saw. This person didn't see it, whether it be in a dream or whether he saw it whilst awake. He did not see it, but he's saying, I saw this thing. So this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because seeing is one of the highest forms of capturing, is one of the highest form of witnessing, is seeing it yourself. لَيْسَ الْخَبْرُ كَالْمُعَيَنَا. There isn't any information like seeing it for yourself. I saw it for my self, a person explains, I saw it with my own eyes. In other words, he's showing a high level of certainty and then he's lying about it. So this is something that is very serious. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying the worst of lie is for a person to claim to have seen something which he did not see. So today we start a long hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a dream of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very, very interesting dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we'll do the first part of the dream, which shows what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had seen. We'll have to be a little bit patient, inshallah. Tomorrow we'll do the interpretation of the dream. So today we'll do the dream and tomorrow we'll do the interpretation of the dream. Hazrat Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam often asked his sahaba, did any one of you see a dream? If Allah ta'ala willed any person to narrate his dream, he would do so. So this first part is telling us that dreams are something that has some merit in it. Not all the time. So some people take it to another extent. Every dream they see, they want an interpretation. Not all the time, but often. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking pure sahaba, ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in, if any one of them would see a dream. And if Allah ta'ala willed any person to narrate his dream, he would do so. So one morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself narrated a dream that he had seen. Now we know the dreams of Anbiya alayhi salam is wahi, like how Ibrahim alayhi salam dreamt, or in a dream he had seen that he was slaughtering his son Ismail alayhi salam. Now that was wahi. So the dreams of Anbiya alayhi salam is wahi. So what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us is not just one casual dream, this is actually wahi. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he narrated his dream. He said, at night two men came to me and said to me, come with us. So I went with them. We came upon a person who was lying down and another was standing over him with a heavy rock in his hand. He dropped the rock forcefully onto his head and crushed it. What a scene. One person is standing with a rock, one is lying down, and the person that's standing with a rock is crushing the head of the person, that is forcefully crushing the head of the person that is lying down. The rock then rolled away and he went and he retrieved it. By the time he returned, this man's head was normal as it had been. So he struck him again as he had done the first time. I asked, glory be to Allah, who are these two? Who are these two people? One is crushing and other is getting crushed. So they replied, continue. The two people that had taken Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream are saying, continue. In other words, proceed. We continued until we came upon a man lying on his back, and another man was standing over him with an iron hook. He went to one side of his face and cut his mouth until the nape. With that hook, he cut his mouth until the nape. He then went to the other side and he did the same, as he had done to the first side. He had just completed that side when the first side returned to its normal state. So he did the same as he had done the first time around. I asked, glory be to Allah, who are these two? They replied, continue. We continued until we reached something similar to an oven. The narrator of the hadith is saying, in it was a lot of noise and shouting in this big oven. We looked into it and saw many naked men and women. A flame would come to them from beneath them and it would reach them. They would scream out. I asked, who are these? They replied, continue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being shown all this in a dream. We continued until we reached a river. The narrator is saying, that it was red like blood. In the river was a man swimming, whilst another was standing on the bank of the river with many stones next to him. So picture this, is a river of blood. One person is standing on the bank of the river with stones like rocks standing there. And one person is swimming from the river to the bank to take safety. So this is the scene. So whilst another was standing on the bank of the river with many stones next to him, when the swimmer reached him, the man who gathered the stones would force open his mouth, make him swallow a stone. He would then go away and thereafter swim and return. All the way he'd swim back in the river of blood. And he'd come again. And again this person would take that rock or stone and push it in his mouth and send him away. So he would force open his mouth and make him swallow a stone. I asked, who are these two? They replied, continue. We continued until we came upon a man with a repulsive appearance, or the most repulsive appearing man you have ever seen. Very bad looking person. Next to him was a fire which he was kindling, around which he was running. He was running around this fire. He was kindling it and he was running around this fire. I asked, who is this? They replied, continue. We continued until we reached a beautiful garden which contained every type of spring flower. In the middle of the garden was a man who was so tall that I could not see his head, which was high in the sky. Around him were the largest number of children I've ever seen. I asked, who is this and who are they? They replied, continue. We continued until we reached a massive tree. I've never seen a bigger tree and more beautiful than it. They said to me, climb up this tree. We climbed it and came to a city made of alternating gold and silver bricks. We came to the door of the city and requested permission for it to be opened. It was opened for us and we entered. We were met by some people, half of whose body was the most beautiful you have ever seen, and the other half was the ugliest you have ever seen. The two men with me said to me, go and jump into that river. There was a wide flowing river whose water was exceedingly white. They went and jumped into it. They then returned to us and the ugliness had completely vanished and the appearance was most beautiful. So this part here, we were met by some people whose body was the most beautiful you have ever seen. Half of them was the ugliest you have most ever seen. Half their body was ugly, or the ugliest that you've ever seen, and half was the most beautifulest that you've ever seen. The two men with me, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, the two men with me told these people who had these type of bodies that go jump into that river that was wide and flowing and the water was exceedingly white, beautiful. They went and jumped into it. They then returned to us and the ugliness had completely vanished and the appearance was most beautiful. So tomorrow inshallah we'll continue. We'll leave you a little bit of suspense to explain what was all these scenes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen. Very beautiful and great lessons for us to take. We mustn't think that this is some type of fairy tale that we're just listening to. There's some story to make us sleep. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and in Musnad Ahmad. Authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with very, very great meaning, very great lessons for us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.